Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:24 in that specific summer time. Well, today in Asia, the majority of markets were in positive territory. Japan was up over 2%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong was also up, and up about 1.25%. Excuse me, I'm reading that wrong, 1.82%. But the Chinese market was down about 0.2%. And then when you get that divergence often between Hong Kong and mainland China, it gives you an indication that what's happening in mainland China really has to do more with domestic than international factors. So what is it that's going on there? And you know, we've had this very inert environment where prices have been trending slowly but surely higher. And that was disrupted yesterday with a really quite a large downward dynamic. And that introduces an additional source of risk. And people start to ask, well, they start to remember what kind of volatility the index is capable of. So then people start to take some money off the table. Now, it continues to look like that this is a support building phase for the mainland indices. But I think it's important to remember that when you have a very inert environment and things have just are plodding along easily, then it's easy to get lulled into a false sense of security. And then that's worth considering when we go back and we look at what's happened on Wall Street, where you've had this really very impressive 10-week uptrend and interrupted by only 2 weeks on the downside, and those were very small weeks on the downside. And then you get this complete unwind of the previous reaction, and the major indices are right back at the upper side of their respective ranges. And to the extent that sentiment was very bearish at the lows, then we're getting increasingly bullish forecasts coming out right at the upper side of these ranges. And because volatility is so low, and because the persistence of the move has been so impressive, it's easy to get lulled into a false sense of security that volatility isn't going to increase anytime soon. But in fact, it is exactly at these times that one has to have a little bit of additional caution, and that this is not really the most attractive time to be surging into a market when it has already moved higher for 10 consecutive weeks, rather that we're due a consolidation. Then when you start to look at some of the bond indices, and particularly for yields, 12-month yields are now right back at 50 basis points. And I think it's worth considering that back in January, the Fed was talking about raising rates 4 times, and since then they've paired it to 2 times, and that 12-month yield is telling us that the bond market doesn't think they're going to raise rates twice. In fact, they're saying it's probably only going to be once, and that's going to be within the next 12 months. And well, today is April 21st, so you know, if they're going to raise rates twice this year, then the question is, wouldn't they want to be getting on with it? We're heading out of the most benign part of the early part of the year, and you know, I haven't heard a lot of people saying, you know, sell in May and go away just yet, but certainly the summer period does tend to be a more volatile, more difficult environment, and we've had really quite a very impressive rebound in the last 10 weeks. So there is ample potential here that we get some consolidation. And when you look at some of these indices and the round numbers that they are now pulling back from, and certainly today was not a dynamic move by any stretch of the imagination, and particularly relative to the size of the advances that we've had, but it was down. And in futures trading, after the market has shut, then the declines have increased here. But the Dow Jones is pulling back from the 18,000 level, the S&P 500 from 2,100, and the NASDAQ pulling back from 5,000. So these are round numbers, and they're places where people start to look and ask legitimate questions. What's going to happen next? Am I going to be the first person to pay 18,010 or 2,150 for an index when it's already gone up 10 weeks in a row. So I think the best possible scenario is that we get a shallow reaction, which unwinds some of the short-term overbought condition. And it isn't just on Wall Street that we have short-term overbought conditions. They're evident on the majority of stock markets, but certainly there is a valuation premium on Wall Street right now, whereas a number of other indices, and particularly in Europe, they've been unwinding very deep short-term oversold conditions. So they have less room, or they're less likely to pull back heavily in this environment. When we look at the precious metals, then gold has not broken out of its range. In fact, it's right in the middle of its range. And this continues to look like the first step above a type 2 bottom. A type 2 bottom is defined by this loss of momentum and then a massive reaction against the prevailing downtrend. Well, that's certainly occurred. Then what you're looking for is that following any reaction, that the majority or at least half of that move is held, and that hopefully you start finding support in the region of the moving average. Well, that's exactly what gold is doing. But right now, how likely is it that it's going to break out and run? Perhaps not likely today, and or either tomorrow, because silver has had a really quite a volatile day. First being up, then pulling back really very sharply, and then retracing at least part of that. And the Gold Bugs Index, which has doubled this year, posted a downside key reversal yesterday, and it really does look like it is due a pullback and a consolidation. That an awful lot of good news has been priced in a very short period of time. And certainly it continues to look like a bullish environment. But one would probably be better off waiting to participate until we get a pullback, because it's increasingly likely that we are going to get some form of consolidation of what has really been an incredibly impressive breakout for the majority of gold shares. When we look more generally at the dollar, then the dollar has been quite weak against the major currencies. And I really do think that the dollar and its performance should be broken down into three separate baskets. And there isn't a great deal to be gained from talking about the dollar on its own, but rather against what? So against the euro and the yen, it has been quite weak and is certainly back in an area of potential support at the lower side of its range against the dollar index. So it wouldn't be beyond the bounds of possibility at all that we get some consolidation in this area. Well, then when you look at some of the commodity currencies, then this has been such a concerted downtrend that a number of those currencies are really very low indeed. They've priced in an awful lot of bad news, and now they've broken those medium-term downtrends. So yes, the dollar is a bit oversold in the short term against those currencies, but there's significant additional potential upside for those commodity currencies, and not least if we continue to see the continuous commodity index pushing higher over the medium term. And then you look at a number of the Asian currencies where they had trended lower. And despite the fact that the dollar continues to have this really very consistent progression of higher reaction lows against the renminbi, the majority of currencies in the region have pulled back really quite sharply against the dollar over the last 3 and 4 years and have now rallied to test the region of their respective 200-day moving averages, and some of them have pushed above those MAs. And considering just how much competitiveness those economies have captured again by those devaluations, then this could be a potentially a medium-term bullish environment for those currencies and respectively for their stock markets. So they also have potential to continue to outperform over the medium term, despite the fact that you do have these short-term overbought conditions in the very short term. Well, just in the very short term, I don't want to repeat myself. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.